When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, D'Amico always says, swarm.
What we're looking for is players, right, who are looking to swarm.
The swarm mindset, that whole mentality.
Right, we want players to have a special work ethic and a relentless mindset in everything that they
do. Everything that they do.
Who's in?
This is a special group of men, believe it.
It's the Payne and Pendergast Texans Circle of
Swarm. All right, Circle of Swarm, we do it each and every week. It is a combination of looking back at past performance, along with very recent performance, with a sliver of this is who we need to swarm coming up this weekend, or this Monday against the Cowboys. I'm, for the first time, Seth, just real quick, looking back at our Week 10 Circle of Swarm and see how we did here. Last week, our Circle of Swarm was Joe Mixon. Mm-hmm. Joe had a tough one. Tank Dell, Tank had a tough one. But they both had good games a week before. Danielle Hunter, D'Anico Autry, Azeez Al-Shaair, Derek Stingley Jr., they all swarmed like crazy in that game. So we did good last week. All right, week 11, Circle of Swarm. Past performance plus looking ahead to the Cowboys. You go first, my friend. I like
okay,
it when you
I'm going to... this player is so good that recent performance doesn't factor into this at all. A man who very strategically proved his Texans MVP status by being absent for 5 weeks, Nico Collins.
Yeah, I got Nico on my list, too. Yeah.
I mean, without Nico Collins, in the Colts game and the Bills game especially, the Bills game in which he only played one quarter of football, you don't win those games probably without
Correct.
Nico Collins.
Yeah.
And likewise, the other ones, too. But notably, huge strikes by Nico Collins in those games where he didn't necessarily do a whole lot offensively otherwise. I'm going to say Nico Collins.
Yep.
Numero uno.
Nico's a good one for sure. I like that Nico Collins one. I'm going to keep – the first one I'm just going to keep simple. He was back on the field – on Sunday night for the Texans, he made a huge difference. He was their leading tackler. He was all over the field. He had a couple of TFLs. He's the leader of the defense. To me, if we give out a swarmy at the end of the year for the for this team, he's, you know, for the most appearances in the Circle of Swarm. The only thing that's hurting him was being absent for a few weeks. Azeez Al-Shaair is, to me, an easy choice to put into the Circle of Swarm, and I think you need him this Monday night as well.
Yeah, good call. Good call there.
Yep.
But for some matchups, like, okay, it's unfortunate when he ends up hooked up on Amon-Ra St. Brown and what have you.
Can't blame him for that, though, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, so I will go. This is going to be an interesting one for this guy this week.
Mm-hmm.
And based on last week's performance, but now how does this guy fare with the return of Nico Collins? John Mechie.
Yeah, Mechie's on my list.
So John
Mechie
in the Circle of Swarm.
Yep.
It might be the first time we've had two wide receivers in the Circle of Swarm
Maybe.
At the same time.
Yeah.
This year.
We've had multiple offensive players. We did multiple offensive players last week, but this might be the first time we've had two guys from the same position group in the Circle of Swarm. And how optimistic are you about Mechie that what he did on Sunday is a harbinger that he's going to be, I'm not going to say more involved because Nico's coming back. Like, Nico's going to soak up a lot of targets, but that Mechie becomes a viable number three in this
offense. Well, no, especially with some of the things that should open up underneath. I think that's where John Mechie's going to thrive. if Nico's stretching the field, that there will be more opportunities for John Mechie. And, I don't think he's ever going to – you know, I wouldn't predict that he's going to be a perennial Pro Bowler or anything else like that. But if he can get really good in this scheme and be a complementary piece, then, yeah, I think he can become that reliable weapon for CJ to look to and feel more comfortable, you know, coming across on the second or third read to John Mechie. Yeah, that's what I hope for with John Mechie.
Yeah, that was really nice to see. And his touchdown catch, man, that catch, like going up in between a couple of guys, taking a hit in the end zone, like that was great to see. No, I'm with you on Mechie. I totally agree on that one. My next one, and this is a guy who I'm not feeling great about playing this weekend, but he was really, really good. He was really, really good on Sunday on the stat sheet, but also noticeably the defense had to change when he came out of the game, and it's Kamari Lazarus. Kamari Lazarus, yeah. who may have been a victim of the swarm mentality, if you think about it, because it was Jimmy Ward swarming that knocked Lazarus out of the game, you know?
I wasn't going to put Lazarus in just because he's currently in the concussion protocol, and I don't like putting somebody in who might not even play on Sunday.
Okay.
So, and then that kind of puts me in a bind because instead of Lazarus, I was going to choose Stingley.
Okay.
Who's doing the exact thing you want out of a really good cornerback, which is he's doing it quietly.
Yeah.
Teams just flat out aren't targeting him, and they're generally not successful when they do target him.
Yeah.
But now I got a game. Where you're gonna go next? Because I really want Danielle Hunter in there, but I can't leave Derek Stingley. Stingley's probably been out of the circle swarm too many times this year, so I'll put Derek Stingley.
Stingley, yeah. Sorry about taking up a dead spot with a guy who might not play there. That's my bad. Yeah. You're probably right. You're probably right about that. Kamari Lassiter, you got a nice little bonus week in the circle of swarm. All right, so for the last one here, so you know what? I'll go ahead and put Danielle Hunter in for you. How's that? I'll make sure Danielle Hunter gets in there because the pass rush didn't, you know, get like quote unquote get home at all. They didn't sack Jared Goff at all in that game. But the pass rush was a big reason, maybe the biggest reason, why he went 15 for 30 in that game.
Yeah, I mean the Danico Autry's pressure for the interception to Henry Toa for one, it was very close to just being it. Might as well have been a sack.
Yeah.
So the pass rush was fine in that game. That wasn't the issue.
Had I not put Lassiter in, who would you put in there? Who would have been the sixth person for you there that might play?
That's a very good point.
Yeah. Let me throw a couple names at you and see would Jalen Petrie deserve to be in there? Got that tip?
Oh
of the
yeah,
ball?
Probably would have been Jalen Petrie.
Petrie was swarming a lot on Sunday.
Yeah. He was very, very swarming. Petrie, unlike Lassiter, had the good sense to tank his pre-testing on his concussion protocol.
Yeah, he set the baseline real low.
Yeah, rookie move, Lassiter. You tried hard on your baseline your baseline testing.
That's it, man. That's it.
You got to act real dumb when you go into that baseline testing.
I wrote down Danico Autry's name on my list here. I wrote down Devin White's name only because I just jotted it down. Devin White. But there was a play that Devin White made in this game that popped up on my timeline yesterday. I'm like, whoo, he got shot out of a cannon on that play.
Yeah, on that blitz.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, but he is just overall, but he's a situational player.
Situational
right
guy.
Now.
Yeah, yeah. No,
he
I'm not saying put him in.
He played a bunch in the first week, and then, you know, they're going to use him at times.
Yeah.
He's still, if he became a full-time player, then maybe.
Yep. Yeah. No, I was just jotting it down as a reminder, and then I went and checked. I'm like, no, he didn't play enough snaps to deserve inclusion there. All right, so there you go. That's your circle of swarm. We're getting people weighing in on it now. Kalen Bullock, put some respect on them rookies' names, LOL. Bullock probably deserved consideration, I would say, with that interception. I love, man, when there's a ball going up in Kalen Bullock's direction, it's fun to watch. He's got a great chance of coming down with it. Let's see here. Text messages to the 5-hour energy fan line. How does it look if Mechie takes on that number three almost like a tight end checkdown and using that tight end as a pocket protector? So use Mechie as your number three target and have your tight end stay in more. But the problem is the tight ends are not great blockers.
I'm having a hard time understanding the question.
How does I'll just read it verbatim.
There is no number three. Like, yeah. I, like there's, yeah, I guess. Okay.
Yeah.
I'd like to just him get more targets. I think he got more targets than Schultz last time. And my other question would be, have you guys watched Dalton Schultz in pass protection?
Right.
Have you, like, this is part of the problem. Yeah. It's that, okay, the play we played earlier where, hey, they did everything that, spread it out a little bit. And they tried to rely on their five offensive linemen to provide pass protection. CJ gets strip sacked by his own offensive tackle on that play. So they say, okay, well, we'll bring the tight ends and wide receivers in, and that way we'll have extra bodies and we'll block. But, oh, yeah, those guys can't block either. So, sure. Yeah, have John Metchie get more targets like he did last week.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between with 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack. You'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, let's see. Someone's asking, can members of the staff be put in the Circle of Swarm? No, it's players only. It's like their meetings that they hold. It's players only.
Circle of staff members in the Circle of Swarm?
Well,
no.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, like, D'Amico did invent the term, but no, you can't have a staff member in there for the Circle of Swarm.
Are they suggesting somebody? Who's that? Who is that?
No, they're staff just asking.
Member?
No, they're just asking.
Ask them to suggest somebody.
Text.
Yeah, suggest who you want on there that's better than Alshire.
They were making a big deal about one of the, I can't remember which team last night, they were making a big deal about how many former players were on the coaching staff. I forget if it was Washington or Philadelphia. Like, they have 14 former players on the coaching staff. And I thought to myself, okay, well, that's interesting. You know, because much is being made about making former players head coaches right now because of Dan Campbell's success, D'Amico Ryan's success, Deion Sanders being a topic. And I started thinking about the Texans staff, and I'm like, man, they hardly have any former players on the staff. Like, D'Amico's a former player as a coach, but neither of their coordinate, right? I mean, Bobby Slowick, certainly not a former player. I mean, not at the NFL. They're talking about former NFL players for Philly and Washington. Matt Burke, no. A lot of the position coaches, no. I don't know what to make of that here or there. I don't know why they were making such a big deal out of it on the broadcast. But I'm like, okay, if it's such a big deal, what's happening with my team? And I'm going, wow, my team doesn't have a lot of players. Should I feel angst over this right
now? Yeah, I don't think it's not like one of those things. There's been plenty of, you know, it's not like all of a sudden that's the must have. The vast majority of Super Bowl champion teams.
Tell that to Al Michaels, Seth.
That many. Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah, they were making a big deal out of it.
It's the wave
podcast
of the future is hiring former players.
I guess. I don't know.
I think I'd much prefer this coaching staff to remember Bill O'Brien's first coaching staff. They had like three guys with any NFL coaching experience whatsoever. That's an exaggeration, but they had a whole bunch of guys that were college dudes or cronies of B.O.B. that didn't necessarily look like they had a resume that they should be an NFL assistant coach.
If you wanted to win nine games in the Big Ten, you had the right staff to do it with back in 2014.
You had to, right. You wanted a crack squad of guys that knew how to coach Penn State to a better outcome than people expected, but still not all that great.
If you wanted to win nine games, that's the right staff. Nine games in the Big Ten where you go 9-3, or nine games in the NFL where you go 9-7 3 years in a row.
Like O'Brien always wanted homegrown guys, you know, guys who had studied at his foot for years and years and years, and then they earned their earned their spot as a mediocre NFL
assistant
coach.
They're still with him. Like, Doug Marrone is his offensive line coach at
Boston
College.
Well, Marrone at least was an NFL guy, but he was an NFL guy. He had a bunch of guys on there that were just guys that had never sniffed the NFL.
Okay, Will Lawing is his offensive coordinator at Boston College.
Yeah, that's a good example.
Yeah.
Will Lawing's followed him from...
Everywhere.
From college straight up to where he is now.
And back to college again. Like, he was on the staff at Alabama. And, it's wild. Because they're not good. Text message to the 5-Hour Energy fan line. Thank you, Seth. Our tight end blocking sucks on the pass and run. You basically got a finally somebody said it text right there, Seth, from somebody. Yeah.
I don't. Am I the only? No. Plenty of people have been pointing this out. Those guys can't block.
I'm joking. I'm kidding. Let's see here. Maybe Mechie can pass block. Boy, there was a rep that I saw of Mechie where they had him in their run blocking, and he got matched up against one of the defensive ends on the Lions, and he got steamrolled.
That is one of the things where Nico Collins coming back does pay dividends, is that he's a very good blocker and a big body. Yeah. I mean, there's times where it looks great on the whiteboard because all this little guy has to do, this wide receiver, is just get in the way of the defensive end for a little bit. And then it's just not always so simple or easy.
It is not. All right, you can text us, 5-Hour Energy Fan Line, 5-Hour Energy, the official energy shot of Sports Radio 610 and football super fans. Up next is the doppelganger for this Texans team here at 6-4 actually a recent Super Bowl team? I will explain. I'll run it by Seth. We'll do that coming up next.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.